Lisbon.
Got my nigga FD from the Uno back with us.
Yeah. Yeah, we ain't doing interviews.
Yeah, none of that. Listen, thank you for coming, bro. It's always a pleasure to link up and break bread.
Come on.
Get me eight. What episode is this?
God,
70. Is it episode 70?
Yeah. Hey, I just be showing up to vibe, fam.
When you do actually show up.
Clown.
I've been showing up mad recently. Allow me. Like, what's all this?
Yeah, no, do you know what? I was going to say I feel like I ain't seen you in time, but I did see you last time we recorded.
So let's park.
I ain't seen him in time.
Let's park it.
Let's park that.
Yeah.
And then last time we recorded, he wasn't here.
Shock.
And then the last time you two recorded, I wasn't here.
What's going on?
Niggas, you see?
I'm just here.
They're not better than me, bro. Look at how the course happening.
I'll be real. We've done 70 episodes.
Yeah.
I think you've missed. No, Alex has missed the least. Then it's you, I'd say.
Yeah. I've missed the most.
I can name. I'll be real. There's been like two or three times I missed episode because of cheeks.
Damn. Damn.
You give that information with no. That you weren't even talking about. You just gave it. For
yeah. It's cool. It's
no
old
pressure.
Cases.
No pressure.
It's NFA. All the old cases. They can't get me.
Mr. Bitches, bro.
No. It's old NFA.
He's proud of that
one. At least once.
I know you've missed one for cheeks.
I haven't. I haven't.
Lying.
I haven't.
You missed like 20 episodes. It's only been one episode.
Okay, 20 is an overshoot. I never missed. Trust. That's crazy.
If I go through the episodes, you've missed at least 15.
Do you think?
I think so.
You said people come to me like,
yeah, bro. Niggas thought Moses replaced you.
I just say he's in jail. I can't lie, bro.
You're dumb. I got mad asking me outside. Stop taking holidays, blood. Man, not coming up to me.
Mr. the holidays.
Mr. Too Much Money. Always on holiday.
Bro. Hey. I can't even go get some R&R, blood. Get me.
But yeah.
I book a thing to the Bible. I won't go.
That weren't his fault to me.
I was sick, man. I was sick.
I could be on my deathbed. I'm still going. I can't lie, bro.
Bury me in Dubai.
Yeah,
I ain't paying on holiday for no reason, bro.
Your deathbed in
that
Dubai.
I didn't even get my bread back. I didn't get my pee back, bro. That's just held that L.
You get pee back. You're sick.
I had to hold that L, fam.
Yeah, what?
No, but it wasn't because you were sick. It was because of the expiration thing, now.
Yeah, that was an addition onto it, but like we could have twanged them, I think, on the day, innit? Yeah. But I was ill, bro. I was just mad ill. I could not breathe, bruv.
I would have just taken a defib with me on the flight.
You're mad or ridiculous, man.
I paid for this.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But it's not like you're going down the road to Dam or something.
Yeah, it was.
All right, bro.
That shit was horrible.
That's life for Chino, bro. He goes to Dubai every. That's damn for him, bro.
Damn. I'm the brokest in this room, and man, know that. I don't even know that, blood.
True, but listen.
Let me know if you bring out niggas' pay slips, bro. I see your pay slips.
Yo, they lying. They lying.
That's the camera.
Oh, yo, they lying.
You're
isn't
it, bro?
Man's looking at the screen.
Before I see me outside and start asking you mad questions, bro, what they lying?
No, you just put the hand.
I heard about you.
Bro, his net pay look like my gross pay.
Man, I'm sick, fam.
Apes on Tape, episode 70.
Get me.
Atlas, you know what time it is. Across from me.
Oh, shit.
Alex ain't here, we can do intros.
What's going on? The franchise, fuck that nigga Alex on here.
Stop calling yourself face of the franchise. We're going like 8 and 76. And then we got Mr. Cheeksy.
Yo,
come on. We're pull up in the durag, in the white tee, sandals.
Waves. Yeah, comfy.
Good question. Why do you wear durags outside? Like, why?
Oh, because my hair's messy. Do you know what I'm saying? So what?
That's how you know we got money.
You're Nigerian.
Look at this. What was this?
All I'm going to say, forget all that. All I'm going to say is that attire, you're either just coming from Cheeks or you're going to Cheeks after this. Yeah.
Like that is comfortable, bro.
That is like, you see that? That's the equivalent of like, you're about to score 45 points in an NBA game.
You're about to put on a crazy performance. That's a good pay slip right there. That's how you know he getting
that's
money.
Comfy.
Too comfortable, bro.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
Yeah, words.
They're the enemies, bro.
Because I'm the only one here that had to come down like hours.
You be posting your location mad often.
Yeah, bro.
I know you ain't got no enemies.
I'm a good guy to most people. I ain't got no enemies. Get me?
Yeah, listen, my nigga, introduce yourself, man. Special guest.
You already know who it is, man. FT from the Uno, FT from the future. Mm. Voice of the streets.
You coming like Lugo, bro.
Listen, that's something I wanted to ask you.
Hey, that is too funny.
Something I wanted to ask you.
It's too funny.
You talk a lot about how you've been on this journey and you've been through a lot and obviously you've come out and you're doing your thing now. And it's nice to see. Because even before we met, you were someone I was very, very like familiar of. You get me? But I wanted to ask you, coming up and kind of getting into, because I would call you like for lack of a better term, you are one of the voices of like London UK culture, I would say, innit? So
yeah.
What was like your entry point to that and what made you want to do what you do?
It's kind of long. I'm not trying to make it boring. I just used to, bro, how do I make this super short? So 2016, I used to rap. Mm-hmm. So I was rapping. Same time I was rapping, I got scouted for modeling. Mm-hmm. So I'm, I grew up outside of London, innit? In Crawley, West Sussex. But obviously, when I got scouted for modeling, I was like back and forth to London, innit? And then obviously I was making music, boom, boom, bow. Did them both for 4 years. Fell out of love with music, started making like sneaker content. So I had like a sneaker show and stuff that I was running, boom, boom, bow, doing reviews, things like that. And then a brand called Coated, they wanted to trial basically, you know, Side Talk, NYC, yeah? So they basically wanted to bring that energy, because I guess I have that energy. They wanted to bring that to the UK, but mixed with fashion. So we did a video January last year, and the video did like 700K like straight away, because basically the kid in the video was wearing fake Bapesters.
Okay. Oh no.
And it went viral.
A lot of them going around though, fake Bape, innit?
Yeah, well.
Well, Bape's kind of fake anyway.
Well, yeah, yeah. Bape.
The Bape design, like.
Well, yeah, yeah. It's based on a Fugazi Air Force, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. But obviously he was wearing the college dropout Bapesters, innit? And I thought they were real. Yeah. Like, first time I'm seeing them. And then obviously when I'm chatting to him, boom, he was saying they're fake. That clip went viral.
Oh, you said, yeah.
Oh, he admitted they were fake.
Yeah.
I don't see, what do you think of that? If a man admits it's fake, I ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah, yeah, I ain't got a problem.
If you say, yeah, they're fake, yeah, cool. But man, they're trying to pass them off as real.
Yeah, yeah, that's moist. But yeah, so at the same event, there was a kid there. He had one of the bolo jackets. So it was around that time, innit? And he wanted, unknown T signed the jacket, random. And then he was like, oh, I want Clint to sign the jacket. Da, da, da. That video did like 400K as well. So this is the first time I'm doing stuff on street with a microphone, whatever. And it's like going kind of viral, right? Yeah. So I was like, fuck it, I might as well just try to run this. Slowly, like working with brands, doing it last year. And then just like kind of building a name for myself. And then I would say the start of this year is like when I started like fully going in, like covering all the streetwear pop-ups, covering all the activations, and then working with the caliber of brands I've worked with this year.
Yeah, because that's what we met at a pop-up.
Just to make it super quick.
Yeah, no, that's solid, bro, because for me, it's like, even I see more people are trying to do what you do. Mm. Like, even some of the younger kids. Like, even the young G, like Liron. Shout out Liron, one of the young G's. Like, he was at Femme's activation the other day, innit? But he's someone who I see. He goes to a lot of these places.
Yeah.
He sees you at a lot of these places. He posts, he supports everyone in the youth.
Yeah, yeah.
So even what you're kind of doing is kind of affecting the youth in that way where
they
see you, like, yeah, yeah, we can do this too, whatever. If you like something, cool, push it, get involved.
Yeah, I feel like the problem, not just with London, but in general, is like, you know, everybody wants to be stush.
Niggas are haters, bro. We talk about this all the time.
No,
hating is London culture. Hating is London culture.
Yeah, I have this. You know what? Yeah, it's mad. I feel like we should dive into this a bit, because I have this conversation a lot with a lot of people about London. You know, like everyone's like, oh, London culture. Like, no one wants to help each other. But do you not just think that's just like males as general? I don't want to go too deep.
No.
It's a
London.
No, but where I grew up, no one was trying to fuck with me. Pause. Like, no one was trying to support me, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, when I'm coming to London, you know, I feel like for me, coming from outside of London is perfect.
Yeah.
Because there's no, like, prejudgment of me. There's no, oh, I ain't fucking with him because he fucks with him, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of that, innit?
I feel like, people in London have this, like, love-hate relationship with supporting. Like, they've got this thing where it's like, oh, right, a lot of people are sheep. Yeah. Fine.
But wait for someone else to do it.
Yeah.
But then
there's always enough people in there that like they're obsessed with wanting to be different.
Yeah.
So now it's like, now they're in a crossroads thinking what he's doing is good, but I don't want to be seen as a beg. Yeah, that beg word is so heavy with a lot of people. Nuts. That beg word is like heavy.
You see with me,
that person gets big enough where it becomes normal.
Yeah, I take pride. I know people don't like it. People probably call me moist and that, but I don't give a fuck, bro. Because in real life, no one's saying none of that. You know what I'm saying? Because you see with me, if I fuck with someone, or fuck with what they do, movement wise, whatever. Let's say there's a designer like someone, and I see them in person. I'm telling them, bro. Mm. Yeah. I don't have any pride. I don't have any ego in me to be like, oh yeah, you know what? Let me just play the corner. Let me just think I'm bad, like. Let me not say nothing, but you know what? I rate my man's thing, you know. Like, that is so moist to me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? If I fuck with someone, I'll go out to them, tell them I fuck with them. They can brush me off, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you got to keep that same energy. If you like someone, like them when everyone's around. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how many men are in my DM talking about, oh, yeah, God, man, I rate what you do, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. And then when I see you in person, you don't even know who, you're pretending like you don't even know who I am. Yeah, I don't know, man. But I feel like I try to, you know, inspire the youth, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's another thing with me. I try to reply to as many people who reach out to me. Anyone who comes and chats to me in person, I'll chat to them. I'm not like gonna think, you know, the one thing I hate, the mysterious thing. I keep seeing this whole mysterious thing. Like, we're not the weekend.
Yeah, a lot of men
we are not the weekend. Like, let's not do this. Yeah. Like, yeah. We're all, London's very accessible.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of men want to do the inaccessible thing because it feels like it adds to the mystique.
Yeah.
You get me?
It adds to it's like, how many men are mysterious?
No, because like...
How many men are mysterious?
No one's really gone though, innit?
Yeah.
No one's really gone.
You're accessible at all times.
That's what I'm saying. London's accessible.
Like, you put yourself on this pedestal, but you still live in ends, bro. Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of situations.
You know, when I deep London, I was saying this to my mum the other day. Like, where my mum lives, it's hard to find the closest station or something. London, 5 minutes to each tube station. Yeah. You could cut one corner and see a famous rapper. You could cut another corner and see a designer or something. Mm. So don't think you being mysterious, I won't see you around the corner. No, not on a beefing. I'm just saying, like, you walk through Soho, you see, like, semi-famous people every single day.
Time.
I don't understand this whole mysterious thing. Like,
was your rap name FD for the future as well?
It was FD.
Just FD.
Calm.
Because cool. I always wanted to. I knew that if I had my name, people would get it wrong. Fabio De Senna, like, people would get that wrong. Mm-hmm. So I was like, FD.
It's not a hard name to get wrong.
Bro,
it's
Fabio De Senna.
Why would we be cooking names?
Bro.
Why would we be cooking names, bro?
Fabio.
Yeah. Fabio, yeah. But obviously, the full name.
Would you have your full name as an artist name?
I wanted to, but I knew people would get it wrong, so that's why I just did FD.
Where did the From the Future bit come from?
So when I rapped, the same way I'm like super, like, a big grinder and whatever I do, like...
Pause.
That's not... Yeah. How is that pause?
Say you're a grinder. All
right.
They can say, God damn.
All right.
God damn.
All right. Hey, you got me with that one.
We got to rename the podcast. Hey, hey,
yo, facts.
Hey, I'm usually on point with that, but that was, okay. So I'm on point, right? That's not pause.
This is so funny.
I'm on point with whatever I want to do in my life, right? Mm. So when I rapped, I reached out to bare people in like different countries, and I reached out to a guy called Jimmy Prime. He's from Toronto, and he was part of Prime Boys, which was like a collective, like a rap collective, and they were around Smoke Dogg and like all them people. I don't know if you might know. Yeah. So
didn't he pass away, Smoke
Dogg? Smoke Dogg got, so listen to this. So in 2018, I went to Toronto, my uncle is in Toronto. I went there to network, basically. So I was 19 at the time. I went there to network, right? Music, I wanted to be around all the, around them, man, around the rappers, whatever. Bro, 2 weeks before I went there, Smoke Dogg got killed. And everything just was like, like, all the plans we had for that trip, it just like fucked up. And then obviously, because it's like gang stuff, like, it was just like all a bit mad. So when I went there, I ended up linking him, and he just gave me bare game and whatever. But I was like, oh, I want to brand myself correctly, innit? At the time, his name was Jimmy from the Six. Mm-hmm. So I was like, could I just do like FD from the Future? And he was like, fuck it. And then it's just never left.
Okay. Yeah.
But a lot of people, like, it's weird, because it's weird, you know, like, I don't know how I feel about this, but like when I work with brands and stuff, they never call me by my real name.
They call you FD.
Yeah, and I'm just like, sometimes
that's your brand though, isn't it?
I know, but
that's your brand. Yeah,
kind of corny, like, like just call me my real name.
But your email like, address you in your bio though is FD from the future.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
If you made you get me. If you made
no,
it,
but people and people know my name, like. Because yeah, the thing is, though. I'm not
gonna invoice my name.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm not a cornball. Like, I'm not going to be like, yo, my name's FDE.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, yo, like Fabio. They are.
Like that, though.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah. You know. No. No,
but a lot of people have aliases.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. What's it like Jimmy One Up? Some like, bullshit listen, like Jimmy, name, listen, Jimmy my, Free
my,
Free.
My real name, my real name isn't Atlas, isn't it?
But no, I hear that.
Yeah, if I was doing something with a brand, I wouldn't want them to call me Atlas. Like if we're doing business.
But you see on TikTok,
no,
you know,
Atlas, but the check's got to have my actual name.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, everyone's got aliases. Like Ludo's is the what that the eternal baby dad fam. That's
his. That's
crazy. Think I got kids, bro. That's they get Exo Pachama deleted.
Hey, you know what's so funny? The names. I see this one TikTok the other day, and these two girls are like calling themselves like active 10 or something like that. And I was just like, bro, you look like 14. You seen it? The two white girls.
The two white girls, white.
And they're like, yeah, active 10. Da-da. We get busy. We.
What, bro? What'd you say?
Bro, because yeah, where else did they got that nonsense from?
Bro, that's what I'm saying. So I just. Yeah, man.
Stuart, do you still have any of your music up?
Say that, yeah.
You still have any of your music up there?
Yeah, yeah, my music's up there, man. I ain't going to shy from my past.
Yeah.
Will
you listen back to your music? Do you like it? Or is it just kind
I was
of
hard. Of
yeah.
I was hard,
like,
man.
What,
yeah. Don't be smiling over there.
What was your...
Pot of paper, really.
Oh, yeah.
But I definitely didn't have a life as traumatic as him, but...
Grew up in a shanty.
But it was just like rap, innit? It was like nine's pot of paper that
style. Just following on from that, it's a question for the whole room, innit? What do you guys think of like, the state of like UK music? Because I'm seeing like this girl.
Hey,
I forget her name, but one with a Cockney accent, like Tion Wayne brought her on stage.
Oh,
what is she?
I got ten man on my life.
You're just talking about hating, so I'm not gonna say anything. Mm-hmm. What I'm gonna say is this. One thing I do like about the game right now is that it's very easy for people to make money. Mm.
Yeah.
And I like that.
I like
the fact people can get their money and that people can change their lives, people can get their mum out of
I don't know.
Et cetera. But yeah, in terms of
I don't know.
Quality? Yeah.
Like there's a handful of rappers that I like these days from the UK.
Yeah.
Potter, there's Nines, there's Scraps, there's Clavish, Millions.
Yeah.
Blanco's good.
Blanco, yeah.
I don't know if I can name anyone else.
Yeah.
You get me?
I don't know. I feel like...
What tickles your fancy, innit? Some people.
And Lord Apex. I like Lord Apex a lot.
I have no clue.
Yeah. I like Lord Apex.
Does he still make music? Yeah.
He dropped something last year, I believe. He said he was going to drop Smoke Sessions 4.
That's not...
At some point.
Yeah.
Whatever tickles your fancy, really. You said the thing with America. Obviously, music accessible now. You can... Studio now, anyone can make a tune or thing and put it out. It don't cost much to do that. So
yeah.
You just got to find what you like and just do it.
I don't know, because I agree with what you're saying about people making money in that, yeah? But
it's easier to make money in music than it ever has been.
But it's like, is that a good thing though? Because it waters music down, you know what I'm saying?
I guess so, but cream always rises to the top, innit?
Yeah.
The top. And also, the thing about UK is kind of confusing.
Pause.
That was wild.
He was just carrying on the convo. I don't know, yeah, because I hear what you're saying. I just feel like that's an easy way to be like, oh yeah, I'm happy that people make
no, it. I'm not happy.
In reality, the amount of shit music that's coming out of the UK right now is bad, G.
Everywhere, man. Bro. Shit is coming out everywhere, man.
I'm not going to cap.
You think it's just UK?
There's
shit music everywhere.
But
you just got to deal with it. You got to use yourself, filter it easy yourself, bro. Because the thing is, it's coming out everywhere, but nobody's forced you to watch it. Nobody's forced you to listen to it. All right, cool.
Yeah,
is
but,
it for me?
But I'll let me tell you this, though.
This
is my opinion, yeah? In the UK, shit music is charting, doing festivals, doing shows. Shit music in America ain't.
Is it? Are you sure?
Shit, bro.
Talk to me.
In America, people make crazy money off shit music.
Talk to me, though.
People in America make crazy money.
It's a bigger market. Dre is in America.
But just talk to me, though.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you
give
something.
Give me an example.
I'll tell you something. Dre is in America. America is so big.
Yeah.
There could be someone in a backwater town who we've never even heard of. There could be someone in fucking Dakota, a rapper out of Dakota, right?
Yeah.
Making bread.
Yeah.
Off of shows.
We've never heard of him.
Yeah.
But because America's so big, he can afford to do tours in his little city and make.
No, it, I hear that. But what I'm saying is, we let Pete and Baz do a tour.
That's the thing.
What's going on? Where's your example?
True. That's a gimmick.
We let Pete. Where's the gimmick in America, though?
Because if I say it, yeah, they might rush me, bro.
Let's have it right.
Cool. It's Sukiyana good. Sukiyana.
Oh, is that the girl who's like wild?
Yeah, she's good. You reckon?
Oh, I've never heard one of her songs.
No, but you know who she is, though.
I know who she is because she talks wild.
She's crap.
But I've never heard her.
She's crap. She's just her gimmick is just being a.
Let's have it right. Ice Spice.
Ice Spice.
No, but we ain't gonna get
Ice Spice. Is not good.
We ain't gonna get
Ice Spice. Is very attractive. That's she's marketable.
Cap. She's a TikTok. That's cap, she's a TikTok music.
Yes,
that's what
yes.
that is.
There's
that's
so many is. Rappers out in the UK and in America that's who wouldn't be is. Famous if it wasn't for TikTok. Because so much music right now is TikTok based.
I agree with that. But I mean, Ice Spice has made bangers, bro.
Blexi Wed, yeah, her as well. Like she's not that great.
Who?
The woman, her name rhymes with Blexi Red, fam. She's not that great.
Sexy Red, Ski Yee.
Not that good, fam.
Ski Yee.
Allow me.
I don't like that song.
I'm co-signing Ski Yee.
Let's start some male ones. We're saying too many women.
Yeah.
Horrible men. Oh, they're going to get us out of the paint.
Yeah.
They're shit niggas that are crap as well,
bro. No, facts though, man. But the thing is, a lot of them over there, they don't get the TikTok treatment. They don't get like their thing.
Like I don't feel like people try to downplay the UK too much. Bro, America produces shit all the time.
Rubbish.
Because America's so big, it's so easy for it to get lost.
Way before this wave of what you think is rubbish, America's been doing it, bro. Way before this, even before.
Nah, hear it, but I'm just saying, like.
You know, we're niggas rapping on Arab beats, bro.
Niggas been doing that.
That's hard, though.
Yeah, that way was horrible, bro.
What, like French Montana and that?
No, but niggas, the auto-tune era was horrible. Horrible.
What, my thing is, yeah, like. You see, in America, there's a lot of new artists that come out which are really good. In the UK, we haven't had a lot of new artists that are really good.
No, but again, like he said, America's so big. Like, if the population's so much bigger, bro, like, you're going to get, like...
Nah, of course.
It's really subjective, yeah. What I might think is good, Atlas might think is completely horrible.
Nah, I hear it.
If I show you something listen to now, you're probably thinking, what is this noise?
Nah, I hear it. I hear it. That's what I'm saying. It's subjective. But for me, like, some of the people you said as well, like... are the only people I listen to in the UK.
Yeah.
Because I just like, it just all sounds the same to me, personally. That's why when I listen to music, all the genres are like really different. Music. Like I listen heavy R&B, but I also listen to heavy trap.
I think UK has that problem where everyone fucks each other a bit too much, where the genres all start sounding the same.
Yeah.
Afro Soon Guy and the Jupiter are the same track.
In the interest of mixing it up
and rap and whatnot,
and not just banging on women because that's unfair. Like someone who I think is really good in the UK is Nux.
Mm. Yeah, Nux is hard.
Mm-hmm.
His most recent album, I wasn't really feeling it because I feel like every single track, had that kind of trap reverb under it, and it was. For me, someone who doesn't like trap, it was too hard for me to engage with it because every time I heard a beat,
there was
element of trap in it. And it was like you say, everything just starts to sound the same now because there's too much proximity. You even got like people singing over trap beats and it's like, don't do that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, sing over some Neo Soul, bro. I mean, if you need to put one of these kids in church. They need to come up singing.
That's a worldwide thing.
They need to come up singing in the church.
R&B in America don't hit like that no more as well because they're not in the church.
That's also very.
You know what I think the problem is in general. Yeah, is it's too accessible. You know.
But that's the world we're in now. Everything's accessible, bro.
Yeah, like, I hate it.
Tracks on your phone.
I know, bro.
You can download an app and sing into your phone and make a song.
I hate it.
I'm not the biggest music head in here, yeah, but like music seems way more like a business these days. Anyway, I mean it always was, innit? Always was for sure, innit? But it's a lot more about numbers now.
Yeah, yeah, no, I hear it. Then it is about talent or like even passion.
A formula that makes money, generates clicks and work.
Yeah,
because people can make you rich without even having to go before, I'm 26. We're all the same age basically. But I remember being young and I have an older brother who had to
get up,
beg my mom for a 10 sheet. Go down the road to HMV and buy the CD.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
But now you can make niggas rich without even having to leave your crib.
Nah, yeah, you hear it.
Someone can do a billion streams on Spotify and not sell a single physical copy.
Facts.
Not even have to go on tour just yet.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? And make bread just off streams. Niggas is getting rich, people ain't even got to live the house for it.
Also, the thing that's accessible is a good thing because obviously designers, we can do that off your phone.
Yeah,
presenters, what you do.
Yeah.
A lot of people, it's not people that worked in TV. You don't have to be in TV to do that anymore.
Yeah.
So where kind of thing you do, you've cut out the middleman where you can go on the road with your camera, with your microphone.
It's true, because it's like, how
the gatekeeper say, "Oh, what you're doing is too accessible."
Yeah, it's like, how can I argue when my industry is the same? It's just, it might,
people on TV.
In my eyes, I just feel like the real ones are lost. Because all these TikTok rappers and that, they're finished by next year. They might be rich now, but if they don't do something good with their money, invest that shit. They'll buy a chain, they're finished. Yeah.
That was the point.
Even not even investing. If they just put out good music, they can stay rich.
Well, yeah.
That's a big if. That's a big if.
That's the hardest part.
Also, is, yeah. Oh, good music, but that music might not say age well. Like, can we say Wiz Khalifa music age well?
Mm-mm. Who?
Wiz Khalifa.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Bro.
Wiz Khalifa dropped music during my favorite era of music.
Yeah, we ain't going to. We ain't going to do that.
Yeah?
Yes, it did.
But that Piff era, you niggas bang on about Meek Mill all the time.
Wait.
Spud Meek now.
That's one person. That's one person.
Bro, Meek Mill, Wiz Khalifa, Matt Miller.
They didn't make the same music.
But my point is that era of rap has aged very, very well, I feel. Dom Kennedy, Nip, Mac, Wiz.
Dom Kennedy's age music age well?
Yes.
Yes. Bro, Nip.
Everyone loves Larry Jr. You're telling me Dom K's music ain't age well?
Nipsey Hussle.
You're being disingenuous.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nip's music ain't age well.
But I'm saying, Wiz Khalifa is different.
No, but Wiz, bro. Wiz a goat. Wiz a goat in his own right.
No, I like Mac music.
Who?
Mac Miller.
Yes, bro.
His music's aged well. Wiz's music ain't age well.
Bro, Mac Miller was the reason why I shaved my hair, bro.
Meek Mill's music's aged well. Like, I don't even like Meek, but I admit
it. No, but I'm just saying, a lot of music, it can be good, but that doesn't mean it's going to age well. Some music just for the era, bro.
Yeah, I guess. But so what kind of...
I don't believe that.
What's his name?
I don't believe that.
Waka Flocka's music for that era.
Yeah. His music hasn't aged. His music hasn't aged
well. Eminem.
Yeah. See? But the fingers of Eminem...
It hasn't aged well.
The fingers of Eminem is...
No. First two albums age well. The rest, hey.
I said it, hey.
Eminem.
Eminem's... The only Eminem album that's aged well is The Eminem Show, and that's because his minimal violent stuff and whatever.
And the black and white one, where he's on the pier.
Oh, Slim Shady, yeah.
Those two.
There's still a bit too much.
That's raw Eminem, though. That's raw Eminem.
That doesn't mean it's going to age well. Yeah. That's that aspect as well.
So do you think Nas' music has aged well?
Who?
Nas.
Thing is,
the early stuff.
I still fuck with Illmatic Heavy, you know?
Yeah.
Illmatic as well. But also, can you say King Disease, though? That's kind of new.
That come out recent.
Yeah, come out recent.
Yeah.
There's stuff in between.
But you know
that... All that hip-hop is dead shit he was doing.
You know...
I ain't fucking with that.
Yeah, I was thinking
yeah,
about...
Yeah, he was going too far with that, bro. But to your face, album with...
Hit-Boy.
Damian Marley.
Yeah. Relatives. That's aged well.
That is aged well.
I was thinking about this the other day because I was watching an interview with Fat Joe, and... Because... What you're asking, like, did the music age well, yeah? But you got to remember that back then there wasn't that many artists. So it's almost like it has to age well because there was nothing else for that era.
What kind of era are you talking?
I'm talking like the 90s era.
There was a lot of artists.
No, but...
There was a lot of rappers, bro. Like,
What about now? If you compare that to now, though...
What I will say is
there's like 500 albums that drop a day now.
What I will say is this.
Back then there was two.
What I will say is this. I think if you're speaking relatively to the accessibility, there's just as many. Because music is more accessible now, it just feels like there's so much more. Maybe there is.
Mm.
But based on how accessible music was 30 years ago, I think relatively it's about the same. And also, you have to understand something as well. The people you're talking about, the quality of music was so high. Because if we were to do like a collective, who are the 30 greatest rappers of all time? How many of them would be guys who came from the 90s? Big, Nas, Jay,
M.
Get me?
Probably like the first 10, right?
Prodigy, like, first get me? All, yes, what I'm saying. So even then, you're talking about, if I'm Jay-Z and I'm dropping an album, I got to come with some heat because I know when I drop my album, Nas is going to drop next month. Then M's dropping next month. Then Mobb Deep are going to drop next month.
Yeah.
50 Cent's on the come up. Yeah. It's like, bro, you're standing, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're standing among giants. When Drake drops an album, Drake's like, bro, I'm dropping this album and they're going to eat it up. They ain't no one seeing me.
Yeah,
you get me? It's different. It's a completely different ballgame.
Yeah.
And I think that's another reason why the quality of music's kind of dips because I don't feel that there's that hunger and competition that they used
to. There's not. But this is funnier because people always like to me like, oh, like, you know, I had one guy, I had one guy, he makes content, innit? I had one guy come up to me and basically we were talking whatever. He tried to say to me, how did your video get views? And mine didn't.
What a weird question to ask me.
Bro, tell me about
it. I can't help you with that, bro.
But tell me about it. So to me, the only way that I can look at it.
Yeah, but you're going to get people like that. A lot of people be like, how come your thing?
Nah, what I wanted to land with was like, you can really tell who's hungry in the game. You can really tell who's hungry in the fashion game, who's hungry in the music game.
Sometimes hunger ain't enough, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, but it is.
I could be hungry and rough. If I'm shit, I'm shit.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm hungry and I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to be good as well. You have to be good as well.
Yeah, but right time. Sorry, yeah. I mean, I'm putting hunger towards like good. Like you're putting in the work, right?
That's my empty stomach.
The hunger thing's a good point. Obviously, bro, listen.
Damn, we get more than that, man. We get real deep.
By the end of the day, we get real deep. People goes back hungry, but listen, closed mouths don't get fed, innit?
Facts.
So if you're not out there putting in the work and putting yourself out there, because what I also obviously listen, you're our guest, innit? So I'm gonna give you your flowers, bro. Like for me, every time I open my Instagram, I see a new post from FD, I see a story from FD, and if he's not posting content, he's saying I'm gonna be here, or he's saying I'm dropping this video tomorrow, or he's saying brands, whatever podcast, hit me so we can work. You get someone who works
and you know what's so funny, there was a lot of people in the start of my career who were telling me, yo, don't put on your story, don't say like, oh. Because I used to go hard. I used to be like, yo, Nike, come fuck with a boy. Yeah. Like, or I'll be like, this brand, come fuck with me. Did it? A lot of people are like, don't do that. You're going to scare him away.
Yeah. But they're sending you shit now, bro.
Like, do you know what I mean? It's like one of these things. It's like you have to almost be dumb enough to believe these things early on.
You'll be a little delusional.
Do you know what? I think... No,
you
I
have
think,
to be delusional.
I think a lot of those... pieces of advice are valid. It's just that it's becoming less valid today. I feel like today, in today's world, with social media and everything everywhere, everything's based on reality. Like authenticity is the most expensive thing now, I think.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
That's why people fuck with us, you know.
Oh, it's
because we just keep it real. We be saying some bullshit, but it's not, this is who we are.
Your fan base is crazy.
There's a point in time where what they told you would have been absolutely bang on.
Yeah. No, of course.
But now everybody makes their own rules.
Yeah.
Everything's entertainment. Everything's like reality TV.
Yeah, no, it is true. I do agree with what you're saying. But I also do think probably about 70% of all industries, people still play by the book.
Yeah, of course.
100%. And those are the same people who are mad at me. You know what I'm saying?
For example, say you watch someone, say it's football, for example. You would hear that one guy, I could have made it, but this happened and whatnot. If he's a guy that might not be as good as him, or even good as him, but he took a different route and he made it, you're going to be pissed off at that person.
Yeah.
Why not me? Yeah. A lot of people, in all industries,
but
what did I do wrong? I followed the rules, I followed the book, I went training every single day. Yeah. This guy didn't, or this guy took another route and he made it.
But you see my rants all the time, like people need to hold themselves accountable, period.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Because like people will complain and be like, yo, why am I getting invited to this? Or why am I doing work with this? I'm like, you ain't working hard enough. That's why you're not. Yeah. Because...
Also, just the thing is, in any industry, not everyone's going to blow. Not everyone's going to make it.
Yeah.
But if people think that I'm in this industry to blow.
Be a name.
Yeah. Because that was never a plan for me.
Yeah, but make a livelihood out of it. Because people come in, some people that start podcasts,
TV shows, whatever,
and they don't make a living out of it.
Nah, I hear
it. All these things come down to you just not working harder than the next guy, man.
That's what it is. A lot of it.
Maybe not everything, but a lot of it comes down to that, though.
And also putting out good content. People work hard because you put content every single day, but that content is shit.
Facts.
Like quality
facts.
And
you know what it is as well,
It's a formula that has many different variables that we're not encountering.
You're a smart guy.
Yeah, words.
Ish.
I pretend to be dumb.
Okay.
It's easy though.
I feel like the problem also, is like people don't know when to just stop things. Like, bro, when I tell you, I rapped just as much as I was putting in the work with everything I do now, the same amount of work,
But just weren't clicking.
But it wasn't clicking and I fell out of love with it. And I was man enough, to be like, yo, you know what? I'm just going to quit music. Mm-hmm. You know how many men are 30 plus?
Still banging
just on. Just quit, man.
It's like,
I hear that, but the thing is, do you hear that? Sometimes you do get people that make it like 30 plus. Like, in that, I've heard a guy called Tizo Touchdown.
Jay-Z blew up at 28.
But that's a different era.
But what I'm saying...
You get some people that blow up kind of late. So I
but one because
I'm never one to like...
down someone. I hear it, but like...
At least Jay-Z was rich anyway before
you. But you could, bro.
You lost the bricks.
Yeah.
No, okay, wait. I don't want to cut you off. We need to talk about this. Jay-Z is my favorite rapper. Jay-Z is my favorite rapper, innit?
Yeah, Jay's hard. Jay's fucking hard.
Let me tell you something. There's two ways you can look at this. Number one is walking to the plugs and you're like, yo, I lost the 92 bricks. Okay, I understand he might be like black out on you and kill you, yeah?
Yeah, he will kill you.
But number two, if you're the plug, you've lost out on like 2.5 million, 3 million of work.
Yeah.
Well, do you not want it back?
want it back.
Would you not give him a chance to make it back?
Am I?
No, but hear me.
You're not moving. 24-hour countdown.
Yo!
24 hours!
Someone says, I've just lost $3 million worth of your work.
I'll kill myself. Yeah.
Would you not think a man's going to give you a chance to earn it back? If I kill, I'm three million down.
It's whether or not I believe you could even do it, because you lost $3 million worth of work. Can I even believe you could do it?
Do you know what I have a hard time believing the most of the whole thing is that a man trusted you with 92 bricks worth of work.
That's crazy.
That's what I have the biggest
trouble believing. That's crazy.
In a way, maybe think you can make it back, because how'd you get 92 bricks in the first place? Maybe you've been enough work.
It might have been a thing where he had a hella bricks and lost like some of it.
Do you know what?
He said he made it back. He made it back in three days.
Do you know what 92 bricks is?
He said he made it back in three days.
The Medellin cartel. Yeah. Them are not seeing them numbers. What's going on?
Inflation back then. Them prices back then as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like, video recorded it.
It's like 30 grand a key.
Yeah, it's like 30 grand a key.
So it's like, yeah, that's damn near 3 million.
In count for inflation, 8.
But I'm just like, why? 8 million? No, but if even, okay, let's say for the sake of argument, he did lose it, yeah?
Yeah.
Why was one man responsible for so much work?
That's bad, yeah.
It's like when my man got caught on the M-way and he had like 200 grand of work in his and this, yo, the nigga had a 40 motor. Yeah.
damn.
What are you doing with all this? Oh,
yeah. They checked this whip, yeah. They checked this whip. Bro, they checked this whip and there was mad problems with his whip. Like, yo, so obviously.
That's like them idiots, you're like, oh, drive properly, get a normal car. They'll drive a car, the lights break, and they got lights. Like, bro, the car's tinted. Like, bro, you would have a truck problem.
They got four guns in the car.
It's like, bro, you're telling me you're driving this 40 motor on the motorway, yeah? So your chances of 200 rats worth of work in your boot. You're not gonna make sure.
And you're speeding. You're speeding.
It's like you're not gonna make sure he's on the up and up.
It's like, I remember it's a
guy
so got dumb.
Yeah, with 2.4 million worth of fentanyl. He was speeding. Every car was fine, but he was speeding. Like, bro, are you a moron?
Bro, I'd do that on foot, G. I'd do it on foot.
Yeah, do what on foot?
FD, do you think Jay-Z actually
lost 2 mil of fentanyl?
Oh, well, you bop it on foot?
Yeah, I'm bopping that, bro.
You got a hitchhiker vibe as well.
Louder. I'd dress up as like a priest or something. God.
Oh, shit.
You believe he actually lost 92 bricks?
No. But if Fat Joe said that, I probably would believe it.
92?
I believe Jay-Z, I can't lie.
92?
Fat Joe, I believe that guy.
92 bricks, bro.
I believe him. You might have.
How did he lose it?
Good question. Okay, let me be honest. I'm gonna tell you what I believe. I don't believe he lost 92. I believe he lost a substantial amount of work. I don't believe it was 92, though.
How do you think he lost it then? 92 bricks, bro.
That's bare gym bags. He might have just got robbed. He might have had it in the
window. 92 bricks. That's like 3 bags.
Nah.
Kilo.
A brick is like this big.
Mm-hmm. Rectangle, innit? Like.
Bro, them Nike duffels.
That's the thing. How many can fit in a gym bag? 92.
No, I think it's about 10 to 15 in per
10
bag.
10 bags.
Yeah, bag.
Yeah. This ain't a bank heist.
Yeah, but you
92 bricks, bro. Brick ain't that big.
It's like what? Like that?
Bro. I've done some trips with a Nike duffel, bro. I've done some trips with those.
So you
can fit a lot in a Nike duffel. A lot of hoodies.
Yeah, a lot of hoodies.
So how do you even like? Yeah, man. I don't believe you.
He might have been in a car or something and got stuck up. It could easily have happened.
Anything.
What? It could have happened, bro.
Shout out Jay, man.
If he was getting it from overseas, he could have got hit before he hit the shores.
Let me ask you, man, something.
Go on.
What would you wear to the Rockefeller brunch?
I don't invite my ass.
Let's see.
Probably Armani suit.
That's how you're feeling, yeah?
That's how you're feeling.
Armani.
Yeah.
Okay. Armani out on a bummy day. Let's go. AJ'd out.
You're moving crazy, bro.
You say string vest.
You're moving kind of nuts.
I've been invited. What? You can't even send my invite.
Pull up.
Oh, yes, he can.
Pulling up looking like a stripper.
You're
like.
Going home.
I'm pulling up in it. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, man, I'm probably just pull up in a tree.
I'm doing a humble turtleneck. Yeah.
So I'll give you financial advice.
Yo, facts. In the middle of the place.
Nah, have you seen that video?
You got to create the LLC.
Have you seen that video of them?
And classify as an escort.
With Meat Mill, Kevin Hart and them. Nah, I'm going to be in there, though. I'm going to be in there toasted. I'm going to be toasted.
Hey, Kevin, go on, chat shit. What? How are you going to write your book?
I'll start spitting.
Kevin Hart, if I'm at wherever Meg is, wherever Rihanna is.
Look at this guy, bro.
I'm just going to be cut by my mouth.
I'm not going to lie, yeah? I'm not going to cap. The whole Meg Tory thing, yeah, was mad, you know?
Do you know what's
so crazy about that? The way it was all playing out, yeah, I was like, damn. he's guilty. And then I was like, wait a minute, he might not be guilty. And then when that phone call got leaked, I was like,
nah. Is no pun intended.
He's finished.
Corey shot himself in the foot. Yeah. And I'll tell you exactly how, because she wasn't going to press charges. Mm-hmm. She just wanted to forget the whole thing, get on with her life.
But he started mocking her, bro.
But he started mocking her, coming on Twitter, telling everyone that he was innocent, and he didn't do nothing.
I remember.
She was like, fuck this, you're going to jail.
Also, you know what, it's straight in the foot as well. During the pandemic, quarantine radio,
he had the world in his hands, bro.
He's doing a million plus on his Instagram live, bro.
Quarantine radio was the best.
Crazy, bro.
Wasn't it?
He had almost popular person for a bit during the pandemic. Yeah.
Wasn't it also the thing that if he had pled at some point, he would have got like 2 years or something?
It wasn't even that, broski. Meg wasn't going to press charges. She just wanted to leave it alone. She just wanted to go about her business.
But even after he had got past that point.
You go for like a deal. Just be guilty, you might get some.
There were multiple times in which he could have like mitigated this.
Yeah. I see the other day. It was too funny. It was like something about he's praying to God. He's praying to God that things will get better. And everyone's cussing him out like, God ain't hearing you, boy. God ain't hearing that shit.
Healed me.
You
his dad.
Rock Nation.
Yeah. Like, what is it for me for?
Isn't his dad a pastor?
You pray for this.
His dad's a pastor.
That's a pastor.
Yeah.
That's what his dad was preaching.
Nah.
I want to see.
You know, so Matt Torrey's even got like a character reference from like his person that did his hairline.
It just sounds like a Simpsons. It
sounds like a fucking skit.
Simpsons
would
skit.
Would you give a character reference for something for your guy who shot a girl?
No. Huh?
Would you give a character reference for if your guy shot a girl?
Wait, what does that mean?
Basically, you write to the judge that saying, "Oh, he's a good guy." Blah, blah.
So if you're like an upstanding member of the community, you can then speak on. So for instance, if Luda catches a case, right?
Yeah.
And then they come.
What's he catching a case on?
Bricks. So you'd be like, oh, you can go speak to Fabio and he can give me a reference. So you'd be like, oh, bro, my name's Fabio, whatever, this is who I am. So
bro, them references did not save him.
Yeah. He had bare references, you know, bare people in the industry or whatnot, they were right. But the thing is,
apparently, like, Iggy Azalea wrote
Iggy, Stefflon Don. Iggy?
Yeah, Iggy Azalea.
Why?
Yeah.
I think he was dating or something.
Is it?
Yo, why is he dating these tall, thick women? How's he getting them? Nigga, like 5 foot.
Hey, yo.
Hey, you sound insulting. You sound insulting.
Actually, I am insulting. You sound like a hater.
I am, though.
I want to date a 5'11 woman with cheeks.
I am, too. I was honestly.
You, man, go to them parties, then.
A lot of.
What parties?
Where these men are at.
I wish, bro.
They invited me.
That's your tax bracket.
Well, they dress like you.
They dress like who?
Tough life.
But yeah, a lot of tall women be liking short niggas.
It's crazy. It's a power trip, put it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I can't relate, man.
Put him in that bag. And
you must see that Trump thing. Of course you did.
What Trump?
Trump.
The mugshot.
Of course he did Trump.
Yeah.
They hit him
Trump
with the Rico. Bro.
Yeah.
They lined up
all his brethren.
Yeah, free Trumpito, bro. You know what's so funny? all of them got belt instead of the black guy.
That's crazy.
Yo, Trump got hit with the Rico.
Everyone else posted belt same day. The black guy did get
Trump got hit with the Rico.
Only one to be held without belt.
That's crazy.
That's why you gotta learn.
Trump shiesty though.
Catch me though.
They basically got man in a Rico for bare cases, isn't it?
Really?
Basically, like, trying to like rig the elections and whatnot, and all these people trying to rig it.
But ain't that? We knew that.
We knew that.
We knew
everyone
that
knows, bro, that.
No one cared when he was giving out money.
Yeah, but I think it's free Trump, man.
The law only works when they don't really like you. Know
who else we freeing?
There, man.
Who else we freeing? Free Trump.
I thought you free Max B. Who else?
Free Pooh Shiesty.
Free Shiesty.
Hey, free Pooh Shiesty.
Free Pooh Shiesty.
We need home.
Free Pooh Shiesty.
Chef G.
We don't need him home.
Free Chef G. What's his name? What's that you's name?
Why you want to release all these dangerous people?
Oh, yo, 42 Dog is off. 42
Dog.
Take
K.
No, keep that nigga, bro.
No.
Keep that guy.
Hey, Pooh Shiesty in there for the same. Hey, you know who we're freeing?
Keep that
Where's
guy.
The camera? You know who we're freeing? Free Mover.
Yeah.
Free Money Mover.
Free Mover, bro.
Free Money.
Activated by man.
Hey, Free Money Mover, man. Free Money Mover, man. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, Free Mover.
Hey, I can't lie. I still... Bro,
yeah,
I play that black box every single day.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Whenever someone asks me who the GOAT is, it's Mover.
It's Mover.
I don't care if I'm biased.
When you ask me who the GOAT is, I'm saying Mover. Maybe I'm projecting a little bit because of what I think he would have gotten to.
No, he would have gotten.
What? Feel it in the air. That one.
It's the GRM Daily Freestyle. That one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Feel it.
That was what I remember every time.
He's like standing in the street. Yeah, free Mover, man. The black box though, and also.
Miss my nigga Potter, shit my nigga was
yo.
The flow, come on, bro.
Two hey, the same match, Dagger got 7-4.
Oh, hey, nah, move bro, is the fucking don't, coldest. Don't make me start playing it now.
Nah, I can't lie. Hey. Free mover, man. Do you know what it is, mover? It's a shame with mover because he legit went in as, I'll say he dropped ringtone and like 2 weeks later he got bagged.
Mm-hmm. I just remember being in college. All I used to play was that mixtape Madness Best of Mover. Yeah. It was like an hour and a half. I had that on Tubidy on my phone.
DJ P Montana on that
one. Are you dumb, bro?
DJ P Montana, you know? I can't, I'd be listening to Best of Mover in the gym mad often. I was actually playing the gym.
Yeah, literally, there 40 minutes to ring that.
Yeah, but perfect time for a gym session as well. It's perfect, bro.
Nah, bro. Free Mover, man. He the GOAT. He the GOAT.
For me, Mover's.
If we're freeing anyone, it's Mover first.
I ain't know. Do you know what? It took me ages. I didn't know P Montana is like local.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he was a local guy.
He went to school as well.
He did, yeah. And I didn't find out.
Well, where are you
he's
from?
Years older than me. I'm from Newham, innit?
Oh.
But he's Noom. Years older than me. So Noom. Seen it.
Noom.
Fuck Newham.
Yo, what the hell?
He's from
yo, don't involve me with any of that. Yeah, oh, yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Like by Hackney Wick. Like by Hackney Wick.
Who's Hackney Wick?
Are you man near Hackney Wick or
no? No, we're not in Hackney. We're not Hackney.
No, Newham is like, yes.
Yeah, Newham, so Newham's like Stratford.
So East London's Newham and Hackney, innit? But like parts of Hackney, but Newham is like, yeah.
Okay. Because West Ham just opened their new stadium near Hackney Wick, innit? Like right there.
Yeah. Olympic by Stadium. Stratford, yeah. The first time I ever heard about Newham was Morrison back in like 2014. He had the SBTV.
If Morrison said he lost 92 bricks, I believe him.
Yeah, no facts. No. This is real rap. This is real rap right now.
It's documented.
This is real rap right now.
Morrison is cold.
Funniest thing I ever saw anyone say about Morrison, yeah. Do you remember when Tion Wayne and Heady were getting
was on the plane?
On the plane. Morrison was trying to stop it, and someone was like, if anything happened to Morrison, he would have stopped the plane in the midair that big. I was crying. Morrison is so
good. Hey, Morrison's cold, man.
Morrison.
He got some gold. He got some gold SBTV freestyles, man.
He's cool, man. I'm crying.
One of my favorite SBTVs was, speaking of white boys, Benny Banks.
Yeah, Benny
Banks SBTV is so cool.
But bro, now they want to beat.
Hey, let's if we're going to do, bro, because this is one thing I like to ask people to, you know what, let me ask you, look, because I got answers in it, but what's the best UK freestyle of all time?
That is...
I love to ask this, and it does so many views when I did it.
K-Cokes and Fire in the Booth.
Yeah.
That went triple platinum in the streets, nigga. Triple platinum.
What's your answer? Fire in the Booth.
If we're talking about... No, come back to me, man. I'm thinking about it. Come back to me, because I'm thinking about it.
Gets Murder Freestyle.
Yeah, hard.
Like, so for me, from the first time I heard it, I was in like year 9, and I was like, this is the best freestyle I've ever heard in my entire life. And since I listen to it every so often, I'm like, this is still the best freestyle I've ever heard.
Yeah. Probably either Potter's Grime Blog or...
That one with KB.
That is cold. That is cold.
His rap attack as well, where he's in a leopard hoodie. Or Nines is which one was it, bro? Oh, the Tag of Friends, because Nines is back again. Could have went in the Dragon's Den with my pad and pen. Are you dumb? 2015. One of them. There's definitely Fire and Abuse in there, though.
The other two, I was gonna say, there's a Movement DVD.
Yeah.
Where it's Wiley, Skepta, Getz, Scorcher.
But Skeppy had some crazy ones.
Yeah, on
They all take a verse on that. And then there's
the one Devlin, Griminal, I think Chipmunk's.
The Westwood.
Yeah, those things, Westwood. No,
or is it
Devlin, Griminal?
It's kind of new. Potter. No, not that one.
The older one, right?
Which one are you thinking of? Devlin, Griminal?
I think Wretch.
No. Is it a Westwood thing?
Because I want to say Getz was in that one.
You think
Fuck Radio.
Yes.
Fuck Radio is number two.
Fuck Radio is an hour of gas.
Yeah.
It's an hour of gas. It's
crazy.
Devlin, Chipmunk, Griminal, P Money, Getz, fucking Maxstar, Lil D. Gas. That hour was, of gas.
But you know,
the thing is, I need that feeling back. not even just grime. Not even just rap.
Just that feeling. Just
get the 7 best rappers in the UK. Whoever you think they are,
and just get them,
stick them in a studio for an hour and
sweating.
Just keep putting on beats.
Honestly, keep putting
on beats and let them show.
Groundwork,
groundwork. Yeah, kind of. But the drill guys, I need it. That would be crazy.
That's real combat, right?
You know what kind of brought that victory lap thing was kind of, but that was a lot of new artists, innit?
Yeah, that was.
You lot might not know or even rate this one, but like G Fresh F64.
G-Fresh was cold, yeah, though. G-Fresh was cold.
Hey, N-Dub did him dirty, bro.
That one, I loved that one.
N-Dub did G-Fresh dirty.
N-Dub's the G-Fresh dirty.
Wrong guy, I'm thinking about someone else.
Nah, there were some you know the one where Skepta's got the face paint on?
Yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
Bro, Bashy had a wavy
The one when he goes for like 7 minutes.
Bro.
He's wearing a gas mask.
Bro, there's so many.
Why didn't do that no more? Why didn't rapping for 9 minutes?
Listen. Rest in fucking peace, Jamal Edwards.
Yeah, rest in
peace. Rest in fucking peace, Jamal Edwards. Goal, because man. For me, growing up as a kid, coming home from school every day, checking SBTs.
Bro, warm up session.
When people got SBT for that, we made it.
Yeah, bro, listen.
Blown.
Rest in peace, Jamal Edwards. Let me tell you something. If your favorite UK rapper don't have an F64,
he ain't the best.
He's not legit, bro.
He ain't very
good. No cap. No cap, bro. Some of them F64s were better.
I don't know from when I was, because we all grew up around the same time, we're all a similar age. So in terms of that, like from like 08, to like 2013, 2014, I don't know if you can tell me any non-rapper who affected the game as much as Jamal Edwards did.
Yeah, in
terms of the underground thing to the mainstream, not Westwood, not Charlie Sloth,
bro.
Jamal Edwards.
That fucking camcorder went
Jamal,
a lot of places.
That camcorder is platinum.
Yeah, he went a lot of places.
Platinum.
That's got to be in the British
Museum. Hanging in the loop.
Bro, that fucking Potter warm-up session where he's standing outside with the hat backwards. Are you dumb? Because he the first, like, I think 8 bars is Purple Rain, and then the rest is just he's spitting.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, bro.
When I say I Purple love this guy,
there's another one where on any day he could be the GOAT. For me, Potter and Mover are number
one.
I look at him the same, innit? But you, bro, even Nines' first Fire in the Booth, where he's talking about the guy who snaked him. The first part, all the girls. Bro, he was saying bare boroughs in London. Obviously, I'm not from London, innit? I was in college listening to that shit. Damn, bro. He got all these girls.
That's another thing. Today, rappers could blow, like musicians these days, could blow, off of like 1-2 tracks or whatever.
Yeah, they're not taking the steps anymore.
We're releasing mixtapes.
Man, them aren't hungry.
Where you're standing on your block.
Yeah, and rapping.
3 a.m. rapping, shilling into the camera.
Man, them aren't hungry.
When the production was ass. When we could barely hear you over the beat.
Bro, show me them. You're right, people are skipping steps nowadays.
Show me them.
And I feel like you see someone grow from the bottom.
I feel like skipping steps stunts your growth as well.
Show me the tapes where we can barely hear you over the music, man.
Or the
show me
the tapes. Yeah, bubble, free the guys.
No, when you see the one where Jinx is rapping, and the guy whaps off the... flinches, and Giggs just keeps rapping.
Show me the tape. Show me the pedigree.
Bro, this one I'm saying.
Man, I'm coming into the pro game with no amateur fights, bro. It's crazy.
This is what I'm saying, bro. Because you could put someone like Potter against the biggest rappers in the world right now, and he can hold that on his own.
He has the facilities.
You look at his dossier, he's got a big dossier.
He's got a foundation.
The Training Day series, bro. I put Training Day series
bro,
up there.
Don't you remember when he did that Charlie Sloth threw that thing and it was like Stormzy, Mike Righteous. There was a couple other, and he was going in.
Yeah, he was killing them.
He did the Hit 'Em Up beat and he was drilling it off.
There were some people that only know part of the Training Day series, not the oldest.
No, not even that. Some people don't even know the Training Day series, but I've got people coming up to young people like, Training Day 3. I'm like, you heard obviously Training Day is. Oh, no, what do you mean, bro?
Bro,
go backwards.
Training
Day
3, first they come up.
Pot of Paper is my goat, G.
The first training they come up.
Pot of Paper is my goat.
The first training they come out in 2013.
Yeah, 10 years ago, bro.
Back when the production was crap, but you had to listen.
That's my favorite training.
You didn't listen. That's my experience. That's an experience.
Bro, you know what I'm.
But that shit was. That was the soundtrack. To my life.
Yeah. I can't lie to you. What She Like on Training Day 1 is one of the worst produced tracks I've ever heard.
In your life.
But it's so fucking cold. Like, I would say the reason why
Training Day 1's the blue one, right?
Yeah.
Training Day 2 is purple.
The reason why I say Training Day 2 is the best Training Day is because it's the best mixture of production and grittiness. Now, the number 3 is very polished. Number 1 is very gritty. Number 2 is like the best mixture of grittiness.
But still, 3 has like 24 tracks, no skips.
No skips.
Who does that?
No skips.
Bro. 24 tracks, no skips.
The whole Trinidad series is like almost 70 tracks, yeah? There's no skips.
Bro, at all.
You can't skip. You can't. All three Trinidad.
No skips, bro.
It's the best Trinidad.
Bro, man got mover. I think he's spitting on his phone.
On the blue phone. On the blue phone.
Oh, man, I'm taking it back with me. Come on, man.
And it's cold.
You can't.
I like it on Trinidad as well. Mover's the only feature on all Trinidad.
Money mover, man. Free money mover.
Everybody hates money. Come on, volume.
Bro.
Trinidad one. Hustling too much years. I was in there.
Mover was out right now, him and Paul would be doing straight Krypton Conan.
But it'd be back to back, bro. Back to back.
Conan, but they'd be so.
They wouldn't do well, though. We'd have a joint tape.
We'd have a joint tape.
No, you would, but they wouldn't.
They would be like scraps and nans.
Yeah.
But you, bro. Whilst we're here, I want to say that, Krypton Conan, they did the F64. And Conan was talking about something about Sprite, something about 7-Up. Bro, he did this whole wordplay about drinks. Bro, that shit was so cold.
They've got one cold F64.
That was so cold.
Yeah.
Like Red Rum Times.
Yeah.
And they've got another one that I don't really
know. They've got the Link Up TV.
The Link Up TV is good as well. That's when they come up with a Muslim thing.
It'll get crazy. And son of a gun.
That was cold. But they're firing the booth, the second one, the cereal bars.
And also, another thing is, when firing the booth became too accessible, remember you had to grind to get a firing booth. Now, you got to give it to everyone. That's when it.
Bro, what you know about show.
You used to work for that.
What's my man?
Shoki or who?
Loki.
Oh, there we
Loki's
go.
Firing the booth. He does the ABC.
He does the alphabet assassin thing.
And also, rest in peace, Shoki, man, because he was cold.
Young
that well, mad, yeah. That mad about bars was insane.
He was young, innit?
Rest in peace, Shoki.
For all the clown that people clown them Krypton and Conan about that like, today about their bars or whatever. Yeah. Tsunami, 14-year-old me. That was the hardest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Umbrellas,
that was the hardest thing I've ever heard in my life.
If the snow flies,
listen.
When the snow guys, seeing more slugs than a bug's life. Are you mad with the umbrellas
and the Gucci scarf tied over?
Let me just say, all you young G's today, don't look at that cover art and think it's corny. Listen, back
that
today,
was drip.
That was bro. That pimp.
Also,
that was
that pimp. You young boys,
niggas were risking their freedom for that Gucci scarf.
And then, that's real money.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say his name. I'm not gonna make him famous, innit? But you know who you are. Change your fucking name. Not knowing Margs wasn't a rapper until the other day is fucking egregious. Nah. I'm talking about Margs.
Nah.
Margs is one of the hardest rappers that ever come out of the UK.
Bro,
I don't want to listen.
Yo, Mashtown.
Margs is one of the hardest rappers
that
come out of the
Margs
UK.
Margs is too cold, bro. That Mashtown with where
Esco and Tricky.
Where he's wearing the, it's like, I there's think two, there's a there's skull on his top. It's like a green skull on his top.
There's
like,
two. There's one where Esco goes
Free Esco. But that one, Margs is. He rapping like rent was due because I don't know who pissed him off, but man's talking about running down with a gun on the pedal bike. Nah, bro, Margs was cold.
One of the coldest
ever come
at Mashtown. That just sounds Hattney's wavy, finest, bro. Mashtown, that sounds cold.
I think that's us on time though. The time was a while ago. Listen,
we had fun. I had fun on this, man.
Listen, love to my nigga FD for pulling up.
I love, bro.
Definitely not the last time we're going to have you on the podcast, man. But it's a pleasure. Sure. Plug your socials, innit?
Yeah, you already know, man. All socials, FT from the future. I made it easy for you lot because you're lazy.
All right, cool. Listen, like, share, subscribe, retweet, hashtag AOT pod. Yeah, man, over and out. Thank you for listening.